USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several massive wildfires continuing to rage in California have now claimed 31 lives. The vast majority of those fatalities from one fire, the Camp Fire, in Northern California. Nicole Jolly of the town of Paradise, which has been wiped out by the flames, says she was almost one of the dead.
The lights in front of me, on the vehicle in front of me, they were melting. And I called my husband, and I'm crying hysterically, and I said, Nick, I'm gonna die. I can't get out of my car. It's on fire.
She said on NBC's Today show this morning that luckily she was eventually rescued by some firefighters. Veterans Day is being observed today by the federal government, seeing as the actual holiday fell yesterday, Sunday. Federal offices are closed, as well as most state and local government offices. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
We want people to participate, but we don't want any fraud.
Nearly a week after Election Day, that's Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott, who's running for U.S. Senate. A recount underway for that race and the governor's race in Florida. And Scott says,
we need to know exactly what happened here, and that's what we're trying to understand. We never want this to happen again.
Tallahassee's Democratic mayor, who's running for governor, Andrew Gillum, rescinding his election night concession in that race and joining the incumbent Senator Bill Nelson in supporting the recount. Many GOP members do claim voter fraud, but election officials say no evidence has been presented. In Arizona, Democratic Senate candidate Kyrsten Sinema continues to extend her lead over Republican Martha McSally. Now ahead by over 32,000 votes. The suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayoc is in federal court in New York City today for a pre-trial hearing accused of mailing bombs to over a dozen of President Trump's critics. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
America's most powerful Catholic leaders are convening in Baltimore at this hour to focus on sexual abuse by priests. The annual U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops will run for 3 days. The conference coming after a Washington, D.C. priest was arrested last week on a charge of second-degree child abuse. The 46-year-old priest accused of putting his hand down the shirt of a 13-year-old girl. Reports say it happened in 2015, but that the Washington Diocese became only aware of it late last month and notified police. Since that priest's arrest, 4 other alleged victims have come forward with similar claims. It seems a beer war could be brewing, you might say, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Pabst Brewing Company and Miller Coors are heading to trial Monday to settle a contract dispute in which Pabst accuses the brewing giant of trying to undermine its competitor by breaking a contract to make their products. Pabst lawyers argue the company's very existence relies on its business relationship with Chicago-based Miller Coors, which has made and shipped nearly all of Pabst's beers since 1999. Miller Coors argues it's not obligated to continue brewing for Pabst, and that Pabst doesn't want to pay enough to justify it. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And the films Avengers, Infinity War, and Black Panther, and the show Shadowhunters, The Mortal Instruments, are the big winners at last night's People's Choice Awards. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.